Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, family and friends around the country, around the world. The best and fastest way to pull up the stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And, there's a couple of really cute videos. One, Nathan, is a dog and two cats sitting in the window, watching the sky. And just turn the volume up and wait. And it's kind of what's been going on around up here. It's really funny. And then there's a video thing. And it's a border collie. Now, it's a chocolate and white border collie, Nathan, but I thought you would particularly appreciate it because this border collie, his parents, the couple that owns him, they play with plastic swords, you know, and those kind of, I don't know, Dungeons and Dragons, and I don't know the kind of games that they play. Anyway, border collies are so smart. This border collie stole their sword, and then... Anyway, the video of this dog has learned how to play swords with her people. It's just to start watching this dog do these swords on Facebook. So anyway, Nathan.
With the way that Abby shakes around toys, I don't know if I want to give Abby a sword because she's going to cause a lot of destruction with that thing.
Well, that's what if you watch this dog on that video, this border collie, man, he whips that sword around like... And you can tell by the end that he really knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now and watching it. And let me skip over to the end there, since you're mentioning. Yeah, I can definitely see Abby being a good sword fighter.
Yeah. See, because he really does whip that sword around. And so anyway, there's some cute things on Facebook. And it is the second Sunday of the month. That means it's our healing show. So, Linda Rasmussen is here. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Phone lines are open, and phone calls take priority if you would like free remote treatments with for yourselves and or your animal friends, and you can have all of those things. All you got to do is pick up your phone, 425-373-5527. That's local, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. However, before we get, Linda's here. Vicky's waiting in the wings. We're going to get Vicky back because right now we have no other phone calls. However, we're finally going to get around to this. Dr. Nels is continuing his giveaway, but if we don't tell you about it, you can't do it. So we got to take a little time out here for Dr. Nels. You want to catch us up for anybody that doesn't know about the disaster you had with your website? So what's going on and what are you giving away and how do people get a free treatment?
Right. So, yes, I had a disaster. My website utterly vanished. Never sure quite when it happened because the web host utterly vanished. So, it was hard to say when it happened, but I can tell that as of a certain date, I did not get any more people coming to me through my website.
That was a message.
Yeah, it's like, and you know, at first I didn't really notice, but when business got really slow, I started to go, I wonder what's going on. And then somebody who was referred to me, as a lot of people are, they said, well, I tried to visit your website, but I just couldn't find it. And then I got a sinking feeling. And that's when I found out it was gone. So, and it took about a month after that to get the website rebuilt.
I think it was longer than that. I think it was closer to 2 months it took before that website was back up.
Well, it seemed like, I can tell you, it seemed like forever.
Yeah, it did. That's what I'm saying. It seemed like it was much longer than that.
Yeah. So anyway, we got the website up. It's a beautiful new website, and it even has a way cool feature, the membership form. You can get to it directly from the website and become a member. I just had a person do that. They became a member before they talked to me, which is the first time that's happened. Usually I do that.
Well, what's the membership all about?
The membership. Well, you basically fill out a little form and with information. I send a my system will send you an application, and that's so that you can become a member and you can get my newsletter, which is awesome. And you can also have sessions with me. Those cost extra. The membership only costs $10, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime membership. You don't have to pay any more. The free workshops that I do are lots of fun. I do them once a month. And this month, this coming Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time, that workshop is how to reset your pet. And it's a, I want all of my people I work with to know how to do this for their animals. And I got to thinking about it and said, you know, everybody who's a member should be doing this with their animals because it's just good for them. So that's why I teach this workshop on how to reset your pet.
Right. And we,
yeah,
because you explained it just very shortly, that this applies, I think, to all mammals. You know, animals, even humans. But especially when it comes to our animal friends, what we're talking about here, and especially I see it with dogs, you know, as a behavior therapist and a dog trainer. If the dog, they have a traumatic experience of some kind, it might be a fight with another animal or something scares them or whatever, their nervous system can get stuck and the fight-flight mechanism gets stuck at that particular point in time. And when that happens, then when they experience another situation that's similar, they can't respond in appropriate current way because their nervous system's stuck in the past. Is that a decent explanation, Dr. Nils?
Yeah, it basically bypasses the thinking processes and it creates an automatic response, which many times that's not a good thing.
Right. So you've developed what you call the Rasmussen reset, that are points that you touch on the animal or the human, and it resets the nervous system.
Yes.
Well, I'm telling people all the time when I do sessions, you and Linda are the best tools I've added to my toolbox in the last 20, 30 years. I mean, it's amazing what difference it makes to be able to reset their nervous systems in terms of their ability to then be able to deal with reality rather than being stuck in the past.
Right.
And your workshop this week, that is for members only, but for members it's free, you're going to actually teach people how to reset their own animal.
Right.
Woo!
Yes. So it's a really great thing. And of course, back to the giveaway, what that's about is because the website went down and disappeared for so long, it's as if Google forgot I existed. And so people are not just, I used to get two or three, up to as many as seven new people contacting me every week. And, you know, a lot of them weren't things I would deal with, but I mean, that many people because they were looking for answers and I would talk to them briefly. Well, I haven't been getting those because the feed is different now because I disappeared for so long. So to get that back up, I'm offering all these people who are listening right now, you don't have to be a member to do this. You can go to my website at healingministryforanimals.com and then you click on any of the contact buttons. I was telling people go through the blog and all this, but you know, if you just click a contact button, that lets Google know that people are searching and finding, and then you can leave me a little message. And if you want a free session with me, either for yourself or your pet, in the comment part of that little contact form, just say, I would like to have a free session either for me or, you know, for my pet. And then I'll get that set up for you. You don't have to be a member to get that. So that's
wonderful. And the reason you're doing it now, you actually started this a month ago.
Yes.
The last month when you were on, we did the show. But I think people responded, and I don't know whether that overwhelmed the site or what, but it didn't quite work right. And a lot of people that tried to get a free session didn't get it through.
Right.
So you're offering it again. And I can attest to that because the last month when we were doing that, I got on the website and I filled out, but I didn't get a free session yet because I don't think my stuff went through. Okay.
Apparently not.
Yeah, apparently, see, because I didn't get a free session, but I did everything I was supposed to do. See, so I think there's a whole lot more of me out there that did what they were supposed to do, and then you never heard from Dr. Nils, or it didn't work, or whatever.
Yeah.
But now it's all working, Dr. Nils?
Yes, I spent about 3 hours on the phone with the host, and they got it sorted out. There was a little haywire thing in that form. So somebody, when they installed it, had not quite dotted their I or something. So the programmer looked at that and said, oh, I can fix this. And he fixed it right up. Once I got a hold of the right guy, it took 5 minutes.
Yeah. All right. So website is good.
The website's good. This is, by the way, this event expires tonight at midnight. So
okay.
Do it
so
now.
The giveaway now is on now. And continues until midnight tonight.
Yes.
But whether or not it will continue beyond that, we don't know. It's going to depend on if you've got enough traction on your website yet to get it circulating again. Well,
right, and it also depends on if this is exciting for anybody and they want to, you know, do that, get that free session. Do it today. That's a message to me to say, oh, people really are interested. I guess maybe I could do this again.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So the more of us that do this, the more likely he is to continue it or do it again. So all you got to do is go to Dr. Nils's website, which is healingministryforanimals.com. Healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link and send him. I think you can also, can you just, I think on the upper... I think on the upper right of your homepage, there's a email us.
Right.
Like, can you just do that and send an email?
Well, it's not my preferred form just because it's kind of the back door. I mean, it's
so you'd
okay.
prefer it's a click on contact?
Yeah,
there's
a banner at the top with the different pages, and one is contact, you know, just like all websites.
So click on, healingministryforanimals.com, and then click on contact in the upper bar.
Yeah, the upper bar. And then you just scroll down a tiny bit and you'll see a little form off to the right and you just fill that out. It's real, real short.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah.
So that's the way. And then if it all works right, you'll hear back from Dr. Nils.
Yeah.
And get a free session. So excellent. 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 All righty. I'm looking at the clock, and why don't we stay on schedule and not upset Nathan? I think Bigfoot is packed away. He might have trouble stomping around. So we'll just keep him happy. We'll take care of advertisers. Then we have another caller on the line. So we'll take care of advertisers. We'll take care. Diane, we'll take your call. Vicky, you just keep hanging on. Because we get more calls, we'll stay with that. If we don't, then we'll get back to Vicky and our subject, peaceful passings and not and that sort of thing. And if it's time for those stories to come through again, then that will work. So we're just going to go with the flow. Of course, we're going to keep in mind that Mercury's in retrograde. So who knows? But hopefully Nathan and Dr. Nils have taken care of all of the Mercury in retrograde snafus. Dr. Nell's been doing Mercury in retrograde with his website now for a few months, but Nathan's computer died, so I think hopefully covered the bases for us. All right, well, take care of advertisers. Stay right where you are. Diane, you're next. If you want to get in line, 425-373-5527. We continue straight ahead right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. now.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW. And we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time. And now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, gosh, we heard again from Dr. Nils Rasmussen, but you heard everything that you need to know. You guys have your marching orders. If you haven't already done it, you go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link on the upper bar, fill out the little form, and you will get a free session for yourself or your animals for helping Dr. Nils get his website in the loop again and being recognized and all that good stuff. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. We've got Vicky and Monroe waiting in the wings, so we'll get back to our subject of animals passing and on their own or with our help and the stories that may come through. But we're going to take care of our other phone caller right now and heading as we often do on these Healing Sundays, we're going to Bellevue. And Diane, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, and thank you for those sweet, lovely stories.
Oh, you're so welcome. How are you today, Diane?
I'm doing well. Just calling in for a tune-up for myself and Whiskers.
And Whiskers is your kitty, right?
Right, is my kitty. He's my gray and white fluffy kitty.
That's great. So we know Dr. Nils knows Whiskers and can tune in and get going with him. Anything in particular going on with you, Diane, you want to tell Linda about before she does a session with you?
Well, just a follow-up from my free session with Nils. Thank you, Nils.
You're welcome.
Oh, okay. So, Diane, you were able to make the system work. And
Yes, it worked.
And so you're here to testify that Dr. Nils is, in fact, giving free sessions, huh?
Yes, indeed. And it was a wonderful session. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Welcome. Wonderful. So, like I said, anything you need to tell Linda before she gets started with you?
Well, what Nils was helping me with was my throat issues.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
I know you do energetic things, but just so you know what I'm working on.
Yeah, that's what I asked because, remember, we always said they don't treat or diagnose, okay? But, and I don't know that we'll get into it or not, but because of what's been going on behind the scenes with Dr. Nils and me personally, my animals, I think we learned something. And I think it makes a difference when they know what's going on with you or your animals. At least that's shaken out with what went on with my dog. And if we have time to explain, we will. And if we don't, we won't. But anyway, so Dr. Nails was working on throat issues, and that's the biggest thing going on for you. Anyway, we'll see what happens and what comes through. So, Linda, you're in charge.
Wonderful. Hello, Diane.
Hi, Linda.
So we're going to start with the idea that the sky is blue, just relaxing and breathing normally. And I'm going to start with having you think about a person who's been on your mind a lot lately. And let me know when you have someone.
Okay.
Okay. Yep, we can do some work there. So just keep thinking of that person, noticing if there's any feelings that seem to be coming up as you're thinking about them one way or the other. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of frustrated. And we're going to replace frustrated and replacing frustrated with the feeling of obsessive. We're going to replace obsessive and we're replacing obsessive with the feeling of stable. And that's where we're going to land. We're going to focus on stable. And the number two. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing is going to be an exhale into the earth, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, thinking stable, too.
All right, Diane, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you have rolled your eyes over to the right side of your forehead. You've exhaled out all the air in your lungs, holding out as long as you comfortably can, but feel free to breathe in and out again whenever you need to. Thinking stable, two. Stable, two. Stable, two.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Diane. And with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position and bringing that person back into your thoughts. And that is complete. So let's, I'm going to have you do this. I'm going to have you think about whatever comes into your mind when you think about that throat issue. We'll just check and see how that's doing. And in particular, I'm going to have you notice how you feel about this throat issue or issues. And what I can tell you is there's nothing that needs to be done on that. That whatever you did with Nels, it's still holding. So there's nothing to do there. And let me look for an affirmation for you. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of stable. So just feeling that sense of just like you'd like to take this feeling of stable and just hug it right into your body.
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent. It seems like, Linda, that stable is kind of becoming a theme. Because I remember last month, that was the most, you know, because you often all the words are, you know, different or the affirmations are different. Sometimes they're all the same or similar. But last time I remember, there was a lot of stable coming through. Now it looks like we've got stable coming through today. So kind of makes sense with kind of the upheaval going on with everything going around that we really need stability in our lives right now and all of that. So that kind of makes sense to me, Linda.
Yeah, and the other thing I would say about stable is it's one of the energies that is, to me, very, it's an easy route to the physical focus that we need to have. A lot of what causes distress in the emotional field and mind and body is getting actually off topic, which means not being within ourself. And so we get really distracted by what other people need, what's happening to other people, how can I make something different for that other person or for that animal? And we lose touch with our actual center of ourself. And so stable is such a beautiful energy to help all of us just come back into this moment, because in this moment, we can let ourselves, let our awareness come to our body and feel that energy of stable. And that is a very helpful thing if we can do that, because it brings us back to ourselves. And that's where we are most powerful.
Excellent. All right, Diane. So, well, let's check in with Dr. Nils, because you did tune-ups on whiskers.
Yes.
Anything to report?
Actually, it was I would call it a pretty ordinary tune-up. And you know, there's no train wreck here, but there was things that needed to be balanced, and that's what we did. So, good for Whiskers. He seems to be kind of holding.
So, Whiskers went for a car ride yesterday, which he doesn't like because I had to have his teeth cleaned, the non-anesthesia type.
Yeah.
So he was singing opera yesterday, and I think the ride just traumatizes him. So that's probably what you found.
Okay. Yeah. It wasn't terrible, but there was the fight or flight, which is, you know,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. A little stress in the life. Most of us have a little stress in our life from time to time. So if we need a little fight or flight reset, it's not, it shouldn't be surprising.
All right. So you're good, Diane?
All good. Thank you all so much. God bless.
All right. Thanks for calling in. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. If there's anybody else out there, you can call in anytime, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. All righty. Well, let's see. Let's bring, Nathan, let's bring Vicky back. Hey, Vicky, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Hey, it's wonderful. Hey.
So, how are you and Marley doing now?
Earlier, I didn't know if there was time, so I didn't say anything. But earlier, I didn't realize at the time Nels had already started working on him, and I had moved from where I was. So I was walking in the hallway, and Marley had been like pretty lifeless for the last 12 plus hours or more, and he was up and kind of almost ran down the stairs. So
wow.
He did get a burst of energy, but he's back to just laying around downstairs. So, I mean, he's still in the same place, but he definitely reacted, I think, to Nels working on him.
Well, and remember, that's what I can, you know, I remember Nels always saying, well, you know, it gives them what they need. And if he's ready and wants to rally and hang for a while, he'll get stronger and hang for a while. If it otherwise, it'll make it easier and more peaceful. And you find that to be the case, Dr. Nels, because you don't direct the energy. It just the animals use it in whatever way is appropriate for them at the time.
Right, right. I've had animals that have been hanging on for a long time that I did a little tune up with. I mean, everybody knew the end was imminent, but it just seemed like it was imminent for a week. And then, you know, do a tune up and within about an hour, you know, they've peacefully passed away.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Wow. All right. Well, we do not have any more callers on the line. So, and I'm getting the message that, stories to tell here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And Vicky's eager. Okay. So the first things, there's some things that I wanted to go over, because some of the issues we have with our animals passing, And what you just mentioned, Dr. Nels, that you've had to do some sessions on animals because you knew they're ready to go, but it just doesn't happen, or it can't happen, or it's hard. Well, what often complicates the passing process is our humanness and our not understanding. And we, you know, I don't know anybody that wants to say goodbye to their animal. I mean, that's rare. I mean, we don't want to let them go. Okay. And often they don't want to leave. All right. So in those situations when I really don't want to let it go and they really don't want to leave, I will tell you that is what makes the euthanasia process difficult. You know, sometimes it goes really well, and vets have really cleaned up their act, and they've got a pretty good system going now. If you take an animal in to be euthanized, they usually, you know, make the room nice and bring blankets in and give you time to be peaceful, and then they give a little tranquilizer to the animal first to calm them down, and then when everybody's ready, they inject the solution into their vein. Well, if the animal and the human are still holding on and they don't want to let go and all of that, that can really go south, that you can't find the vein, you can't get things in, and things just don't work. So that just the lesson there is it's important for at least for the human side for you to balance all of that. You also sometimes have to let your animal know it's okay for them to leave, that you'll be all right. So some communication can be necessary. But I often think that sometimes I have these dramatic experiences, not only for my own learning and growth, but so I can pass them on to y'all. All right. So I had a real issue come up in that I learned when I first started working in veterinary hospitals, as soon as I was old enough to get a work permit, I started working for the local vet. And my God, I was in tears every day, or I'm forever until, but I had to learn to do these things and go through. And in that process, I learned what a great gift euthanasia could be to our animal friends. All right. Well, then decades went by. And then, I don't know, 40 years ago, or I don't know how long it's been, but at some point, I would say this is in the 30 to 40 years ago, I had some lessons come up, because that's when I woke up spiritually, found my first spiritual teacher, and started the process that I'm on now. Okay. Well, when I started that, what came up first in my spiritual commitment and all of that? Ten Commandments stuff, okay? And there's that one that says, thou shalt not kill. Well, that sent Miss Martha into some issues and so what shifted with me was that, well, maybe we shouldn't. I can't. We're not supposed to kill. So maybe euthanasia is not good. And Jesus says anything can be healed and all this sort of stuff. So I'm thinking everything should be healed. And we shouldn't kill and all that sort of stuff. So I had two situations. One, I'm not going into too much detail. I had rescued by request a coyote hybrid that had been captured and couldn't live with the people, and she ended up being with me. They had told me that she had been with people and had been spayed. She had not. I had a client who had a wolf hybrid that I would stay with me. Anyway, she had a puppy. And raising an only puppy is not good because they need sibling interaction. So I called my friend that was a breeder, and I knew she had a litter. And I called and said, do you have an extra puppy that I could borrow to raise with my only puppy? And she said, well, yeah, I got one puppy that was – she said, I was just going to put him down because his lower jaw – is not growing. And so he's going to be deformed. He's not going to be able to function normally. And I was going to put him down. She said, but, you know, he's okay now, and he'll be all right for a while until he starts to grow up. So if you wanted to take him with your puppy for a while, he could help raise your puppy, and then you can put him down when he just can't handle it anymore. So I said, great. So I went and got this little, it was an Irish Water Spaniel puppy, brought him home, and he grew up with my one Wolfodes. They were wolf, coyote, and German Shepherd, so I called him Wolfodes, and raised up. But then I'm thinking, okay, I know how to do prayer and healing now and all of this. We can heal him. And so I'm working on him healing. Had no, Nels and Linda weren't anywhere as close to the picture by then. I mean, this was 20 years before I ever met them, at least. But I'm thinking we can heal it. Now, as he's growing up, and he got to be, I don't know, maybe 6 months old or more. So, you know, he was growing up, but he had no lower jaw. So, you know, he had to feed gruel. He was getting beat up by the other dogs and the other, and he was not happy. And I just was blocking it completely. I wasn't paying it. I didn't want to, I'm going to heal this dog. We're going to heal this puppy, and that jaw is going to grow. I'm not putting him down. Well, what do you think happened? Pretty soon, my jaw start hurting. Pretty soon, my jaw's really hurting. Pretty soon, I can barely open my mouth. I got to the point where I was in excruciating pain. I could not open my mouth. I couldn't talk. I couldn't eat. And we're talking serious pain. So I'm like, holy mackerel. And so when I got into prayer and meditation, realized it's time to let him go. He's suffering. Okay. Anyway, so called my friend. We met at the vet. We lovingly helped him leave his body and pass. And wouldn't you know, when I'm there holding that boy, and he's leaving his body as his soul lifted out of that puppy body, the pain lifted out of my body. And I was fine. Okay, so there's lesson number one, that sometimes it is appropriate to do euthanasia. Do you think I learned my lesson? Well, I can be stubborn. All right, so next thing that happened is the mom of my Wolfodie puppy, the coyote. Okay, she's a coyote hybrid. She loves me and bonded with me, but nobody else can handle her. She can't go to the vet. She can't go anywhere because she can't be handled. We get up one morning, and she's quite old now. And I get up one morning, and she's staggering and not real conscious. And it seems quite clear that she's probably had a stroke of some kind. And so she can't get, if she gets up, she can't balance. And she's in pretty bad shape. So I work with her and talk with her and all of that sort of stuff. And I think, okay, her name was Annie. We can heal Annie. And so I start working on her and doing all that stuff. Well, as a day goes by, she's worse. She can't stand up. She stands up. She gets unbalanced. She throws up. So she can't eat. She can't walk. She can't do anything. I'm stuck in my, oh, la, 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 we'll heal the dog. All right. So then the next morning I wake up. I can't get up. I can't, my back, I can't move. I can't stand. I can't walk. And I almost literally had to crawl to the car to drive myself, and then haul myself into the car to go to my chiropractor. Again, Dr. Nels was not in my life, but I had a regular chiropractor at that time. Well, I got into the office, she put me on the table, she worked on me, and then she said, I'm going to leave you here on the table for a while because you have a spiritual lesson to learn. And there's something going on that you need to take care of, and your body's not going to release it until you do. And I'm going to leave you here on this table until you figure out what your lesson is. And of course I knew. And what it is that I got to help Annie go. But I don't know really how I'm going to do that because nobody can handle her but me. So if I decide, all right, it's time to let her go, so I crawl myself home and I call my friend and say, and she and I say, I need our your vet to come with it to my house, and we need to do it at home here. And so she got her vet. They came to my house. Now, at this point, Annie is now in my bedroom under the table, the side table next to your bed, you know, has a lamp on it and that sort of stuff. Okay, so she's denned up underneath this table in a dark corner of the bedroom. And she can't move and doesn't want to move, won't come out. So my friend and the vet get there, and so we're talking, and I know Annie will flip her cookies if they come back to the bedroom and we try to euthanize her there in the bedroom. But she can't really move on her own, and I really don't want to traumatize her by trying to haul her out, and then strangers are there. And so I'm thinking, so now I remember, of course, now I'm a vet tech, and I know how to do injections. I'd euthanized animals, and I knew how to do all of that. So I say, okay, you guys, I just want you to sit here, you know, in the breakfast room. I will take the syringe and the tourniquet and all of that, and I want to go back and I want to do it myself, so that she can be peaceful and not upset. Well, my friend and the vet flipped their cookies. Oh, you can't do that. It'll be too traumatizing for you and all of that. So I first had to convince them that this is the only thing that will make me happy, is if I can help her go peacefully and not traumatize her with the strangers. All right, so back, I finally convinced them that I can handle this. I go back to the bedroom. I lay down on the floor. So I got to lay down on the floor to deal with her under the table. Now, you have to put the syringe, the needle, into the vein in the front leg. And most of you probably see, you know, a vet do that, put a needle in that leg. But you got to put a tourniquet on the leg. And then, so I was able to, I had already explained to Annie what we were going to do and how it worked. I explained it to her again. You know, you just talk out loud, imagine it in your mind. And then I put the tourniquet on her leg. But then I needed both hands to get the needle in the vein and inject the solution. And I two hands wasn't enough. I needed a third hand. Well, I'll tell you, this is where the miracle happened. I'm there like, what am I going to do? Annie looks at me and says, I understand. I'll help. And she literally opens her mouth, turns her head around, and she puts her mouth over the syringe and holds it on her leg. So I am then able to inject the euthanasia solution, and she passes peacefully with me on the bedroom floor. Now, wouldn't you know, as her body lifts out, you know, as her soul lifts out of her body, the pain lifts out of my body. My back is fine. I can work. Everything is wonderful. So, wow. Okay, I got it that time. I finally learned my lesson. Sometimes euthanasia is the kindest and most peaceful thing, and what serves the highest good for ourselves and our animal friends. But you have to be in tune enough to know. Okay? Now, Vicki, I hope that helps some.
That was, to write a book. That was unbelievable.
All right.
That was
amazing. One more. Let's save the biggest one for last. Okay. Now, this is the Moe and Cayman story. I did write this, and as I recalled, it was seven or ten pages long, a long story. It was a counseling session, probably again back in the 90s. Got called in. A woman hired me to come. She had an older dachshund that I can't remember what was wrong with the dog, but the dog had some kind of disease or illness. It wasn't like a paralyzed situation, but the dachshund had been had cancer was really sick and had been sick for a long time. And she wanted me to come and help evaluate the situation. Well, once I got there, It was very difficult to find her, to get there. All the indications were was this was not going to be a pleasant situation when I got there. It was not. Now, I have over the years have learned that when I get around an animal that needs to leave its body and that has been in the body too long, okay, should have been helped out soon, there I smell something. There's an odor that I can smell that tells me, you know, like the body's rotting and the soul needs to get out of this body. It's not right. And I can smell it. Okay. So when I walked in this house, brick wall, I smell that smell. It's like, oh, geez. And then I meet the dog. Well, we know the dog is 3 feet gone already, and it just is miserable and happy. He says he wants to go, all of that. So I go through a whole session with and I've got the woman, and then she has like a three-year-old child. Her name was Cayman. And Mo was the name of the dachshund. Well, finally, I'm talking to the woman, the owner, and all of that. I help her get to the point where we've just been holding on too long. It's time to help this beloved boy move on. You know, he's miserable. He's suffering. We need to help him leave his body. Well, she says, okay, I get it. I understand. I'm ready to do that. But I can't do it myself. I need you to help us. Can you do it with us? Well, they were like an hour and a half drive away from me, and I'm down. So anyway, how can I do this? So I called Green Lake, the vet hospital I used to manage. I didn't work there anymore at that time, but I called them up, and one of my favorite vets was working and said, yeah, come on in, we'll do it. So got in the car, we all go out there, we get to the vet, we go and they have the room all set up nice with blankets. And so the woman and myself, her daughter Cayman and Mo, we go back into the exam room where the procedure's gonna happen. So the vet comes in to check on us and he sees this little kid. I think she was about three, probably, you know, just a toddler, you know, sort of talking and stuff. And he comes and he sees her, and then and the vet says, would you like us to take care of your daughter? Would you, you know, let's remove her from the room because we're going to put your dog to sleep. Okay, we take the kid out. Well, the mother says, no, we're not. She's not going anywhere. She needs to be part of this process. This is part of life. Death is life. She wants to experience it, and I want her to experience it. So he says, well, okay. So then he says, I'll give you a little bit of time to get ready. And so Mo was, you know, laying down on the table, and the woman starts singing. And she's singing these beautiful spiritual songs and singing. And so is the little girl singing. And then Dr. Olson comes in when we say we're ready. And we didn't have a tech come in. I held Mo the dog and I held off his vein so Dr. Olson could get the syringe and the needle into his vein to euthanize him. So as I'm holding Mo and Dr. Olson puts the needle in the vein and starts, the solution goes in. This little girl just lights up. And she says, Mommy, oh, Mommy, the angels are here. The angels are here. They're taking Mo. Oh, Mommy, the angels are Mo's tender stewards. Out of a three-year-old, this comes. Well, the vet's jaw is on the floor because his kid is saying, Mommy, the angels are here. They're taking Mo. They're taking Mo. And they are the most tender stewards. So everyone was singing and, you know, Mo passed peacefully. And again, it was one of the most spiritual experiences I've ever had. And to see this darling little child just brighten up and know she was the most balanced in the room. She knew exactly what was going on and could see the whole thing. Well, let me tell you, it changed that veterinarian's life forever. He said he never asked a kid to leave again. And he knows they know more than we do when they're young. So there you go, Vicki. You got my best ones.
Wow. That last one was just what I needed. Oh my gosh, because you don't want them to go alone, you know?
Yeah. Well, so that's what, so I have the talk with my animals. We talk about, I want to be with you. Give me that gift of letting me help you make your transition. And at least with the communicators that I work with and so forth, many of the animals say, yeah, you know, I'm ready to leave, but I want you to be with me, sort of thing. Then I talk to them about, you know, it's okay to let go and lift up. And I always tell them, go with the angels. Go with the angels. Go with the angels. Okay? Because they are escorted. Okay?
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So it seems like maybe we needed to talk about, you know, euthanasia or not, and being with our animal friends and the discussions ahead and after. But I just want you all to know that there isn't a right or a wrong here. Okay, it's okay with God. And in fact, I've had those experiences to know that we don't have to hold on. We don't have to heal everything, that, you know, we live lots of different lifetimes, you know, and we all have to pass from these bodies. And how we go, you know, can be hard or can be easy. And a lot of it depends on what we do with our minds and how we think and go through the experience. But animals are usually better at it than we are, but sometimes they need help too. So I always say, talk ahead of them, talk ahead, make arrangements and all of that, and then trust the process. And then working with someone like now, and if it's me and something's going on, I know that I can't be nearly as in tune and intuitive with my own animals as I am with everybody else. So it's really helpful for me to work with like Dr. Nils, to get the input. And sometimes I ask Natasha and so forth, because I mean, I had an issue with my Robbie Golden. He has the Pleckner syndrome, and so he can have food allergies and sensitivities. And I was hoping that I'd found a new protein that he had never had before and he'd do well on, because my raw food company came out with a pork version and he hadn't had pork. And usually they'll react within 20 minutes to 2 weeks, but he'd been on it for more than 2 weeks and I thought he was doing fine. He was not. And but I wasn't sure what he was reacting to, and I had to talk to Dr. Nils and have him connect in to make sure that, oh, he was just having a reaction to this food. It just took longer than it normally would. But at any rate, we often need help ourselves, even if we have great intuition, you know, and are great communicators ourselves. Sometimes you need someone not as emotionally charged and involved with the situation to help you make the decisions. So I'm glad that Dr. Nils is working with Marley and you, Vicki. So anything else we can help you with here?
No, I know we're getting to time, I believe, but I another topic for another show which we don't have time for, of course, is that applies to a lot of homes, I'm sure, is Marley's best friend, Jake. They both arrived as in the yard at around the same time and used to fight outside, but Jake helped tame Marley, who was feral, and they've been inseparable all these years.
Okay, no, that's not for another show. That's for today. It's just for the next hour. So,
I didn't know you
Vicki,
had more time. Yeah, thank you.
You want to hang on?
Yes.
Okay, Vicki's going to love train with us again. And anybody else want sessions? I mean, call in 425-373-5527. We'll take anybody else who needs to, but we'll bring Vicki back for one more discussion, because that just came up this week with a client of mine and I had forgotten about it. What do you do with your animal friends that know your animal or live with your animal or best friends? How do you help the animals deal with their friends passing? There is something to be known there. So, Vicki, you're going to hold on, and we will. Oh, and we didn't get to the 10:40 break. You are absolutely correct. Can we, Nathan, do a Do we want to do it now going in, or we want to add it next hour?
We'll just put it in at the top of the hour here, a little bit of an extended
pause.
Okay,
whatever you want to do. But at any rate, at some point, we're going to cover the bases with our advertisers. Then we are going to Love Train, and I'm going to energize up the Love Train. Remember, dancing's required, but you can dance in your head, dance in your bed, dance in your chair, dance anywhere, or get up and join the Love Train with us. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And we're going to energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train's coming right up. Stay right where you are. We'll talk about how to help our animal friends when they lose a friend of their own. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? We're shifting energies. Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.